for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, April the 21st, 2019, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service teaching on The Most Powerful Weapon is Love.
Today is a special day. How many know the enemy wants to pervert every good thing that God has? Okay? So, I love the King James Bible. I made a very unfortunate translation on a particular day, and they called it Easter. This is what we call Resurrection Day, literally, is what we should call it. Or, listen, originally is the Feast of First Fruits. And if you understand it, Jesus came to fulfill everything. Amen. All of the Feast of Israel pointed to Jesus. They pointed to Him. And these feasts that were at this time of year, and listen, we say Feast of Israel, but they were the Feast of the Lord. Amen. They were His feast that He gave Israel to do. What, ma'am? Yeah, I'm going to bring her up. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to bring her up. I haven't forgot you, Carrie. I just want to speak something here for her. All right? So, they were His feast. They pointed to Jesus. These are the spring feasts. First of all, He is the Passover Lamb. Jesus is the Passover Lamb. He died on Passover. God is exact. God is exact. He has set times. They're called Moed times, appointed times. He's an exact God. And I can promise you that the moment that He died, the Passover Lamb was killed in the temple. And the more you study, the more you're going to figure out that God is exact. Exact. Amen. Secondly, Jesus, perfect in the ground, represented the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is right after Passover. Yeah. He's the bread of life. Amen. Was He perfect? Amen. Amen. Yes. In the ground, buried. Because yes. That bread was actually put under a cloth in the Passover when they did that. See, He's the bread of life. Perfect. Thirdly, He resurrected on the Feast of First Fruits. He is the first fruit of many brethren. The first of many brethren. The firstborn from the dead. Hallelujah. He did that for us. So Easter is named after Ishtar, who is also called Semiramis, who was Nimrod's wife. And what she did was when Nimrod died, she created herself to be a goddess and Nimrod to be a god. And listen, in the way it ended up developing, she actually... I'm not going to go into the fullness of that. But listen, by the way, she was turned into a rabbit and laid Easter eggs. Laid eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so your egg laying, all these Easter eggs are from that.
Amen.
From goddess worship. So... I don't go around to everybody that says Happy Easter to me and go, no, 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 and tell all that. I'll just say Happy Resurrection Day. Because if you don't know, you don't know. And you can't get mad at people that don't know.
Amen.
So because most people don't know, and we're in traditional places with the traditions of men, and there's a lot of pagan stuff, I could go into Christmas and a lot of that too. Okay, I praise God, Jesus, we can celebrate Him being born.
Amen.
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 And the Bible doesn't tell us to, but it does say, joy to the world.
Yeah.
So we can celebrate that. without participating in the pagan parts of it.
Yes, we can.
So we've been to churches for years because they didn't have understanding, but this is where God called us to be. Guess who didn't show up for the Easter egg hunt? But we didn't show up telling them they're going to hell over it either. Gotta love people. And then come out from amongst them in the agreement with the things of the world. But you've got to, we're in the world, not of the world, but we're here to be salt and light. So how am I ever, listen, if I go in offending people on purpose, you know, I make most, listen, I'm, if you're on my Facebook, you requested me. Because I've never requested the first salt. And I've got hundreds of people all over the world. And listen, I post whatever the Lord gives me. So around this time, I'll start posting some of that information. And it's for whoever will.
Amen.
And I don't condemn whoever won't.
That's right.
Amen. This is Resurrection Day. I'm going to read this one thing. We're going to call our sister up here. And she's going to sing to us an anointed song that is going to bless us and draw us close to God. Matthew 28, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. That's where he was buried. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Oh, by the way, this wasn't the Lord. This was an angel. Imagine the Lord. And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Let me ask you, are you seeking Jesus who was crucified? Here's the good news. He is not here. For he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell all his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes forth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. And lo, I have told you. The same Jesus is here today. Show us your face, Lord. We want to see you. In the name of Jesus. No other name. No other name. No other name by which man can be saved. I love his name. I love his name. There's power in his name. Everything that's been done here this weekend has been done in his name, backed by his spirit. My subject matter today is going to be love. And I'm sitting there contemplating some things, and I'm gonna just give you a few points and things before I go into the fullness of this. First of all, you need to look at 1 Corinthians 13, which we may go into that, but that needs to be your mirror. What Jesus said, what the Lord says, Paul gave us instruction on inspiration from the Holy Spirit of God that said, this is what love is. And we need to look in the mirror. And that needs to be our plumb line, our barometer, our what a reflection. Am I? And if the enemy will go to great lengths to destroy you and lie to you and loop in your head. But he's a liar. God's word is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. And that basically means, and hear me, children of God, every word, deed, thought, contrary to God's word, is from the liar. Even if it was your own thought, it's because the devil came into this earth and began to build strongholds in people. When you turn your heart towards God, listen to me, and come out of agreement with darkness, God is just looking for agreement. So every thought, every emotion, every tug of the world contrary to God's word, we've got to resist. Never talk about fighting. Talk about the fight. You've got to just say, shut up. Listen, rest in God. Know He's got you. Know you're forgiven. I don't care about yesterday. There's only one reason to go back to your past, and that's to get healed. That's it. It's over. Don't lament. If you're caught up in other than godly sorrow, listen, there's that first place. Everybody pray to me. Father.
Amen.
Now don't pray unless you mean it. We're talking to God. If we mean it, let's mean it. But I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. We're going to say, Father, grant me godly sorrow wherever I need it. And godly sorrow is when you know you've sinned against God. And your thoughts are against God. And your belief system's against God. And the actions and the deeds are against God. And David told God that against you alone I've sinned. And obviously he knew we'd sin against other people. But the heart of the matter is his God. He told in Psalm 51, he says, renew in me a right spirit, a clean heart. And he's going to God against you alone. And so when we're asking, so there's places, listen to me. We're not even guilt. We're not, Jesus took all that. And I'm not going to go into it. That God showed me early on in a place that I was in, and I was calling on fighting the enemy over a sickness I had and resisting him and doing all of that. And I knew what I'd done that opened the door because he showed me exactly what I'd done. And I had repented and I closed that door. But until I said, oh, God, have mercy, I need godly sorrow. And he flooded me with it. The real deal. Not just, I wish it wasn't like this, and I wouldn't have really behaved that way if this consequence was going to be that way. Okay? Because that godly sorrow that we need is sometimes the very thing that just takes us over into the realm of true freedom. Because then the King can move. So if you want to pray that prayer, pray. Say, Lord, I don't want to be blind anymore. I don't want to be deaf to your voice. So any place in me that hasn't been reconciled to your truth, any stronghold, I want you to tear down. And I'm asking you to grant me godly sorrow that leads to repentance. In Jesus' name. And I believe because you asked him, he's going to give it to you. So now listen to me. If you're looking at 1 Corinthians 13, and you see places where you're not, love bears all things. So love bears all things means that you forbear one another. You love people. Okay? Love believes all things. That doesn't mean you believe in every wind and doctrine that comes along. It means you believe God is bigger than any problem you have. And if you don't believe God is bigger than the problem you have, then you make your giants bigger than your God. And body is sin. So if I have, listen, so if I want to get healed, I got to be real with God. So if my thinking is stinking and I need a checkup from the neck up, I need to ask God. Why am I thinking this way? I confess this is sin. I went back to the very first Friday night and told you to renounce, repent, go through all those things, take accountability. We got to be real about things. And when you do, God is going to do magnificent things. Now, if you've got a Bible, turn to Proverbs 18:21. Because before we move, I want to equip you a little bit. I want to tell you some truth. I want to tell you some truth that if you'll get it, your life will change. Not only if you just get it, but listen. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
I want to be not only a hearer of the Word, but a doer of the Word. You know, I met a man in Denmark one time. I was over on a ministry. And he had like 3 or 4 degrees. Nothing against that. Nothing against it. Praise God. Man, that's some diligence it took to do that. And they were all theological degrees. And so that in itself carried great respect against most of the people. Because he had that knowledge. But can I tell you something? You can have all the knowledge in the world and not know God. And when I told this man, I said, listen, I have full respect for what you've done and your diligence and what you've accomplished. But if all of your learning about what is perceived as God, and even about what is perceived as what God says in His Word, if all of that learning doesn't result in your life change and changing the lives of others, it was for nothing. And it meant nothing. Because I want you to hear something. The only thing that matters in the whole deal is what happens eternally. First of all, your own salvation, then helping others get out of this mess we're in. Amen?
Amen.
So maybe we've heard, as Sister alluded to that, about these gifted, anointed singers in this house. They're worshipers. The Lord has anointed them. He's gifted them. We praise God for that. We need to praise God. We need to worship Him. And the Lord set the table by appointing people as psalmists to lead Israel into worship of Him. And there are people that can preach and people that can teach and there are the gifts of God. And some of people's gifting are administrators, and we need administrators. How many know there ain't no toilet paper unless there's somebody administrating that? Right? Yeah. Or the biscuits we eat.
Yeah.
It's important. And it's all important. Every part matters. So your part matters, but sometimes the most important thing you can do is hug somebody's neck. Tell them you love them and tell them Jesus loves them. And be willing to tell your story. So that only reason to go back in the past is to get healed, get forgiven, and deal with things. But then you can bring up the past in victory. This is what God did for me. I was this. I was that. But Jesus.
Amen.
Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If your words don't change, your life's not going to change except for the worst. If your words don't change, you'll keep speaking words that agree with the darkness. The tongue, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Alright? So, first of all, our heart has to turn to God. We have to have metanoia, a change of mind. That's what repentance truly means. We confess our sins but before God, sometimes before men. But then metanoia, the word repent, means simply, I believed like this, and it was contrary to God, and now I'm choosing to turn around and believe like this, which is in agreement to God. Metanoia, change of mind. If you make that change, then you need to have within you the judgment that says everything that God's Word says is true. And if my mouth is speaking contrary to that, I need to stop it. And I need to speak life. Are you going to speak life, or are you going to speak death? So I'm going to ask you right now, and I'm going to lead you in a little prayer, and it's between you and God. But what have you said over yourself? What are you calling yourself? What are you saying about yourself that isn't what God would say? Amen? Now, if God is love and God's not a liar, then anything I would say that's different is not love. Amen? So let's disarm the enemy. What have you given agreement to? Listen, I read that. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That means that whatever you speak is going to bring forth a harvest. A harvest of fruit. So is it going to be good fruit? Sweet, juicy, good, profitable, healthy? Or is it going to be bitter and destroying? And when I learned that, and listen, I said, Lord, and even the scriptures say, Lord, put a guard over my mouth that I won't sin against you. Because the reality is, how many want to sin on purpose in here? Is there anybody want to do that? He loves you anyway, but if that's your case, then you're in bad, bad trouble. Okay? But if I realize this and I take this seriously, then I'm going to truly realize that either I am going to speak words that are life and help, or words that are death and destroy. over my life and everybody else's. And as I began to walk that, I said, Lord, I just thank you, Father, you help me hear what I'm saying. Help me to hear what I'm saying, Lord. And boy, I'd be mid-sentence and go, and just stop. Because it would be coming out of my mouth, because that was my habit. But God would arrest me. Holy Spirit did what I asked Him to do, and He would stop. And boy, Callie and I, we learned, because, listen, we're walking things out, right? Boy, if we realize we said something bad, we say, Lord, we call crop failure on that right there in Jesus' name. Crop failure. Because the words matter. If you, even things like that tickles me to death, ought not be said. Scared me to death, ought not be said. Even a mama, if you go out down the street, you're going to get run over. I would not say that over my children. I would be telling them it's dangerous to go out there. You don't go out there because people could get hit by a car. But I'm not going to tell them that's going to happen to them. Okay? Never say there's a booger man in the closet. Or under the bed. My wife was tormented for years. Until the time we got married, she couldn't hang a foot off the bed. Or a hand. And now she's half on, half off. Because her mother told her there was a monster under the bed. So you know what happened? And we forgive her, Mom. You know, I mean, she didn't know. But the truth is a monster then became under the bed. Because out of the darkness came because of the agreement of the words of her mom. Proverbs 18:21, life and death. Get it? Ask God to help you with your words. Speak life. You need something. You want something to change? How many got issues they want to see things change? How many? Yeah, okay. I want to see if we had lying spirits in here. Speak out of your mouth what you want to see happen that lines up with God's Word. Got somebody wayward? I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, my son out there. I thank you, Lord. I call him filled with the Holy Ghost, serving you in a mighty way, repentant. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy of his soul. And I thank you, Lord, he's going to serve you with all his heart, mind, and strength. He's going to love you. He's going to love his neighbor like he loves himself. My daughter, my son, my husband, my wife. Start speak. Thank God for what's good. And speak against what's bad and never condemn a human. Never, ever. I told a fellow in here last night, and they listen here. So we got the left and we got the right and we got all this and the political mess and all this stuff. I just want to align with Jesus. And whatever aligns with Jesus the most, I'm going to align myself with. But there's some crazy things going on in here. But if I condemn somebody doing things I don't agree with, what happens if they're sitting in that chair tomorrow? What happened? If I just condemned them yesterday, what happens if they're sitting in that chair? Needing help. I've agreed with the devil that what he's doing in their life he can continue to do. So that was a bonus. But it's a bonus that'll bring life to you if you live. Thank you. Thank you, Father. So we're going to talk about love today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. And I wanted to go back. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I'm asking you to show me the words I spoke over myself or anybody else that I need crop failure for. When you show me, I'll repent for them and believe in your mercy. You'll grant what I ask. In Jesus' name. Now listen a minute. If he shows you something, just start repenting. We're in the middle of what I'm speaking to you. Just go ahead and repent. Let it go. Say, Lord, I'm going to speak life. Say, Lord, I want to speak life. I can't do it without you. Put a guard over my mouth. I'm asking you to put the law of kindness on my lips. Put the meditation with my heart. and the words of my lips be pleasing unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We're going to talk about love, which is fruit of the Spirit. Well, what does the fruit of the Spirit mean? When we speak of the works of the Holy Spirit, we're speaking about the operation of the Spirit of God. The Spirit is there to cause things to happen in people's lives that bring them more in tune with God's purposes on the earth. The Holy Spirit is the instrument of grace for us. Listen to me. Grace is God's power to bring His will to work in your life. God's power to perform His will in your life. It's not God's power to perform my will in my life. Jesus said, "Not nevertheless thy kingdom come." Jesus said, nevertheless your will be done. He told us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So God's grace is never to accomplish my will. It's His will. But listen, if I just get in line here, and this becomes, oh God, Lord, I believe every word of your Bible. It is so rich, it is so true, and I love you. And Lord, but where I don't understand it, I'm asking you to show me. I'm asking you, Lord. He's a good Father. You think He's going to withhold that from you? But if you go, I ain't going to believe till I see it, you're stuck. Because it's arrogant. He's a good Father. But I want you to hear this. God doesn't work with you on your terms. He might rescue you. He loves you. He might have kept you alive. But there's no change on your own terms. The change comes when you say, God, I want to be like you. I need you. I want to be like Jesus. And so, Lord, anywhere that's not like Jesus, I want to change in. Accepting your person is loved by God. Okay? Accepting your person is loved by God, but knowing the things that don't look like Him need to change. So the Spirit is there to cause things to happen in people's lives that bring them more in tune with God's purposes on the earth. When the Spirit starts changing someone, it shows His growth in character. A change in their way of life that is good for the people they live amongst. How many know that when we start acting more like Jesus, it's good for people? Huh? Even those that hate you, it's good for them. You know, there's just something brought to mind. There's a ministry out there called Voice of the Martyrs. Okay? And it helps martyrs. But by the way, today, Father, we pray for those people in Sri Lanka that were destroyed today. They were destroyed in their physical body, but they are with you. There was a terrorist attack. 200-something Christians were killed. Now, they crossed over if they were born again. We thank God for that. But they got family left behind. And so we pray the Comforter be comforting those people. If somebody's not good to you, I want to go back to the Voice of the Martyrs. Okay, so this man of the Voice of the Martyrs that started that ministry, he was a Romanian pastor. And the communists were there. He went to jail. His wife went to jail. They took their little child and cast it out on the street. All sorts of, it's a heart-wrenching story to read it. But they put that man in the prison, and the Soviets were there, the Russians. Some people are young enough here probably don't even know there was another kind of, the Russians were the Soviet Union at one time, as another nation. But the Soviets were there occupying Romania, and there was a Soviet colonel in charge of this prison. And this man, no matter what they did to him, and no matter how they tortured him, and they tortured him unmercifully, but by the grace of God, he would speak love to them. And after about 6 weeks, the Soviet colonel fell to his knees and asked Jesus into his heart and got saved. And then he got executed. But he went to heaven because this man walked in love, the love of God. Because I want you to know something. We can't do that, but Him in us can.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit is doing His work and the character begins to change, they start actually being the person of love God calls them to be. This change of character in the way of life breeds the fruit of the Spirit. And like the fruit grown by a tree that can feed people and wildlife, from ancient times to today, abundant fruit from an orchard is seen as the cause of hope and celebration. Abundant spiritual fruit also breeds hope. It is well worth celebrating. What do you bring into an atmosphere? What are we bringing into an atmosphere? When you walk into a whirlwind, does the wind increase? Or do you bring peace be still with you? Just a question. But that's the kind of God we serve. If we love Him, that could be a whirlwind all around us, but there's peace here. Because we know we're loved, and we know He's God, and we know He's bigger. He's bigger than the storm. Here's Paul's description of the fruit. Love. Number one, agape. This Greek word, agape, means unconditional love. It's God's kind of love. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, He died for us. There's a song, Reckless Love. Have any of you heard that? In the song it says, while I was yet your foe, You died for me. How many know that we've been opposing God at times? Before you got saved, listen, there may be people in this room, there may be people in this room that hated God. And yet He died because He loves us. Agape is the kind of love that said, listen, that's the kind of love we're to have in our marriages. Okay? Listen, there's other kinds of love. There's phileo love. There's brotherly love. There's eros love, which is physical love between supposed to be married people. Because that other's just lust. Okay? But those kind of loves are feeling loves. But agape love means, is, man, when you wake up, you're just ugly to me. Or I'm ugly. You love me anyway. I love you anyway because I made a commitment to you. Right? So agape love means that person that you love, be it husband, be it wife, be it brother, be it sister, be it mother, be it father, whatever that means, be it just this person, it means that it doesn't matter what they do, I'm going to love them, I'm going to go to God for them, I'm going to fight the enemy for them, and I'm going to do my very best through the grace of God to be kind. And the Word of God, there's freedom in doing it God's way. One of those, listen, if I return evil for evil, I just got the enemy's camp. But if I return good for evil, I destroy the works of the enemy. So somebody says something to you, you say, you sure look pretty today. My wife and I used to fight. We were good fighters. Weren't we, huh? The fights were ugly, but we were good at it. You couldn't probably imagine us sitting and cussing each other. But we did. It was terrible. But the Lord has been good to us. We don't live like that anymore because His love never fails. But what would happen, listen, I had to learn how to defuse things too. And she learned too. But I'd go off into another room and I'd say, Lord, I'm the head of this household and I'm at fault here. So I repent for me. Whether or not it was any of my fault at all. A lot of times it was. But no matter what, I was going for both of us. So I took me first. Father, I repent for me. And then I'd go and I'd say, Lord, and I repent for her. And then I'd say, devil, you have no part of this. I bind you in Jesus' name. You're not going to continue to do what you're doing in our life. I bind you anger. I bind you rage. I break your power. You're going to leave right now in Jesus' name. And then I'd wait a minute. The Lord tell me, go in there now. And I'd go in there and I'd sing, beautiful princess, beautiful girl. And I'd sing her that song. And I'd watch her face just change. Because that was love, see. Didn't matter who was right or wrong. Love repairs the breach. Love fights for one another. Agape love, unconditional love. Then there's joy. How many need some more joy?
Yeah.
It's within you. You've got to cultivate joy. On your worst day, you need to go, listen, the Bible says, put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. So when you're feeling down, you need to praise God all the harder. That's the time. Praise Him when you're going. Praise Him when you're coming. Praise Him when you're working. Praise Him when you're playing. Praise Him all the time. Keep Him on your lips. But on your worst day, when you don't feel like it, push through and say, God,
thank you for my socks and my underwear. Thank you, Lord. Simple things. You'll never be depressed if you're grateful. You may feel it, but you won't stay there. Disappointed first, discouraged second, depression third. Arrested at disappointment. People will disappoint you. You'll disappoint you. Stop it right there. Okay, Lord, you're good. You're good in spite of what I've done. You're good in spite of what they did to me. I forgive them. I forgive me. Father, you're good. You saved me, and I love you, and I thank you. Listen, Jesus died for me. Lord, I bless you, and I thank you for it. And thank you for what He's done for you. Push through, you'll win. And He'll fill you with joy. Be obedient. He'll fill you with joy. Peace. When you're right with God, you're going to have peace. You have peace with God. First of all, there is no peace unless you're at peace with God. None. So if you're not repentant, if you're not forgiven, I'll say it again, be quick to repent, quick to forgive. If you don't do those things, you're not going to have peace with God. Absolutely not. It has nothing to do with whether He loves you or not. You just won't be at peace. Then be at peace with yourself. Quit accusing you. Holy Spirit's in you. He loves you. He grants you His peace. And if possible, be at peace with all men, for without holiness no man shall see God. So apparently God puts peace with men if possible, and He equates that to holiness. And the word possible means they may not be at peace with you. But I'm going to give somebody something that will bring great liberty to you. You don't have to show up for every argument. Don't show up, there won't be one. As another brother said a few weeks ago, he said, shut up and pray. I'm going to say that again. Shut up and pray. Speak when it's life. There's patience. King James says that's long suffering. You know how those words, I told you about words before we ever started? Before Jesus changed my life, before the work of the Holy Spirit, I used to have a saying, said, well, I'm very patient. You push me, then I'm going to explode. And I did. And I could absorb and absorb and absorb a lot of things, and then if I went off, it was ugly. Well, that ain't me anymore. It's not me anymore. Okay? I want to be patient. I want to be quick to repent, quick to forgive. I don't have my top's not going to blow. Okay? That doesn't mean I've never gotten mad. And listen, we've had victory for a long time, and every once in a while we find out how much we still need Jesus. We really know, okay? We know. The closer you get to Jesus, the more you're going to know how much you need Him. Understand that? Isaiah the prophet goes before the Lord. He says, oh, woe unto me. I'm an unclean man amongst unclean people. This is God wrote. Read the book of Isaiah. It's full of meat. It's a great, every part of this Bible is amazing. But Isaiah is a tremendous volume. It's tremendous. It's full of meat, full of prophecy, full of instruction. It is, you can eat on it for months. And that man got before the Lord and said, oh my God, Lord. Help me. He's so holy. How about kindness? How about goodness? How about faithfulness? Faithful to God, faithful to each other. You know, if you don't talk to each other for a few days, you're not being very faithful. You're not being kind or good. Gentleness. I raised my son. I raised him pretty good. Fortunately, bless the Lord, I was saved. I won a custody battle for him before I was saved. God saw what lay ahead. And bless his mother's heart, that she never did get right. God saw. And I won that battle, but I loved my son. I would say I didn't abuse him, but I figured out that I did in a way that I would dominate him with my voice. Boy! That kind of thing. Okay? I loved him dearly. He loved me. But I would dominate him with my voice. And to dominate somebody with your voice And I'm not saying you don't have emotion in your voice. You don't have the stern tone that lets your children know you mean business. But I was dominating him almost like a drill sergeant at times. And then one day, I saw him run out, and in our living room, he's about 15, 16 years old, and there's my little grandchildren, and he sounded just like me. And I went, oh, it wasn't gentle. Well, I had to go to my son and say, son, I've been right in this, and I ask you to forgive me. Because that's not the way we need to talk to people. Amen? Self-control. You know, I've had the Holy Spirit say, just shut up. Shut up, son. Huh? Shut up. And every time I didn't just shut up, I wish I'd just shut up. Have you ever had words leave out, go out of your mouth and you wish you could have grabbed them and pulled them back? With Callie, the Lord used me as her minister to help her get through some things. And I didn't know. I didn't know we were going to be married. And then she grew so much. And we would work on things and we'd get healings and all that. And then the devil would come and poke her, poke her. And then we'd start fighting. And I'd say words and I'd watch her shrink. And I'd know instantly that 2 months work of Lord's ministry just went backwards. And I saw it on her face, the hurt. It's deadly as a blow to the face. Or stabbing the back. And I go, oh God. That self-control doesn't say those words. Okay? You can't do it. I can't do it. God has to change our character. But we've got to get in agreement with Him. I don't want to say words that hurt people. And she was my wife. So she's mine and I'm hers. And the Bible says man that hate his own body. I was literally hurting my own body with the words I was saying to her too. And I would see it. Good news. Good news. Jesus is our deliverer. Amen. If He did what He's done for us, He's done to everybody. I could pick people in this room. I could pick some people in this room and start pointing them out. They could all get up and tell you the things Jesus has done. That none of this fruit was there and now it is. Amen?
Amen.
So don't give up. When Paul follows the list of the fruit of the Spirit by saying against such things there is no law, he's talking about the fact that the religious authorities and the law are generally positive towards a life with these characteristics. Even a staunch enemy of the church will likely find these qualities appealing. Who can have a problem with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Who's got a problem with that?
Yeah.
You know, the Chinese government comes very heavily against those Christians over there. And in other places, the governments of the world, and he just tells you who has a problem with it, it's the devil. Because if they really read what we're taught to do, they would want everybody to be a Christian. Because it would be the best citizens in the world. And thank God we're not citizens in this world, but of heaven. These are known to be positive characteristics by almost everyone. In most eras, in most lands, these fruit come from God because they're the way God is. So whenever God is at work, these fruits are what He's like. As you live in this fruitful way, you're being drawn closer to God and integrated more into God's purposes. And as you grow closer to God, you will think, act, and live more fruitfully. Love, number one. Let's see what God says. Let's start with Jesus. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. This is what the Lord is saying. If you love me and keep my words, my Father and I will love you and come into you and live with you. So the very first thing, listen, the very first keeping of His Word is, oh God, I need You. I am such a mess. I need You, Lord. I sin, and I need You. I ask You to forgive me. That's being obedient. It's keeping His Word. Then we begin the process. Everybody say, I'm in process.
I'm in process.
And God's not through.
God's not through.
That fruit is coming forth. It's a good fruit. Fruit of the Spirit. Luke 10:27, in answering he said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as yourself. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. Every law of God and what's called the law, all of the moral commandments of God are still in place. He called sin what it is. He wrote it down. Okay? But he fulfilled it for us in Christ. And when we come into him, we get the credit for what Christ did. But listen to me. If we're loving God, Jesus said, and he told the rich young ruler, he said, all of the law and the prophets hang on this one commandment. Love the Lord thy God with everything you have. Paraphrase now. And love your neighbor like you love yourself. Because if you're doing that, you're going to obey God. It's just as simple as that. You're going to fall into obedience. Why? If I'm loving God, and now I need His love into me. Now listen to me. I have to have His love pouring in. I have to be willing to let His love come out of me into somebody else. And if that's not happening, I won't be obedient. Can't be. Because it's by His grace, by His power, by His help. And if I'm blocking that off, so listen, if I'm mad at me, if I won't forgive me, if I won't let me go, I can't love my neighbor as I love myself because I don't love me. And if a man says he loves God and he doesn't love his neighbor, he has no part of God. That's what the Word says. And Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. John 13:35, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. I always tell people to say, well, I don't have to go to church. I'm buying God out here. And I'm talking, yeah, you can. Sure. God will find you where you're at. If you're open, you're calling on Him. All who call on the name of the Lord should be saved. But he said, men will know you by your love one for another. So if I'm not going to, listen, like somebody said, Walmart's got hypocrites. You don't quit going to Walmart. Come on. People are messed up. That's why we need each other. We need God. We need each other. We need each other's help. We need the Holy Spirit's help through other people. Okay? But church is a place where you should be going, and actually it gives you an opportunity to learn what kind of Christian you are at some time. How do you handle opposition? How do you handle something if you hear something that you didn't agree with? And if we just stay away from each other and isolate ourselves and say, I ain't going down there with a bunch of hypocrites, well then how's the world going to know we love one another if we shun one another? There are places you're supposed to be, and God has the place for you. And there's no perfect place. No perfect place. But if you're going to be obedient to God, you're going to be gathering somewhere with a body. Now listen to me. That body could be 5 of you, 8 of you in your own house if you're gathering in Jesus' name. It can be in a church with a pulpit. It can be in a mega church. Not all mega churches are bad. Okay? There's some problems in some of them. All right? There's some problems in some of the small. There's some problems in the little small groups too. We're supposed to be together. By this, all men will know that you're my disciples. John 17:26, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus said we're to love one another 5 times in the Gospels. Luke 6:35. This is the key. Big key. This is a big key. How many want to walk freedom out? How many want to walk freedom out? But love your enemies. And do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And you shall be children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Luke 6:27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. And do good to them which hate you. Man, what can somebody take from you if you just give it to them? There's a balance. There is a balance. But listen to me. I don't have to respond to somebody trying to take my territory. My territory belongs to God. He can defend me. He's our defender. That person that irritates you the most, the one that you've been working on forgiving. Perhaps you came and we got some demons cast out now finally. Or you got some more cast out. Okay? Because you had that unforgiveness and that bitterness. Alright? Getting the demons out was the easy part. You need to get healed. We've asked God to heal. But now the obedient part is to pray for those. And so when you think about them or when something comes up, or and especially if you're disturbed by the name, immediately bless them. Immediately pray for them. Immediately ask God to touch them. Immediately ask God to save them. Immediately ask God to pull them out of the darkness. Immediately do that. And begin to do that, respond that way, and pretty soon you'll hear their name and it's just like anybody else's name. Won't it bother you? Say, Lord, help me to do that. To love even my enemies with the agape love. Here's Paul. Romans 5:5. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose. So if it's going to, you hear that quoted all the time, if it works for the good, it's going to work out for the good to those that love God. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation, which means to disguise or conceal or to have a false appearance. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. 12:10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. You know what happens when everybody comes together with the interest of the kingdom movement? Everybody loves each other. You don't get in a bunch of fights over junk. You come and you want to see Jesus high and lifted up. You come in agreement and you come to serve. You come to serve. Deborah alluded to it last night. She said, well, she's over here. Well, she's been all over the world preaching. But she don't mind running that computer. Huh? I could be right here, be on a prayer team. I'd be sitting down. I don't care. We're here to serve God. Don't need to be seen, but can be seen. Because listen to me. It's like Sister alluded to. She didn't want to be seen. But there's a place of coming where, okay, I can be seen or I can be not seen. Whatever. You hear me? I don't have need to be seen. My identity is not based on whether I'm seen or not. So I can sit in the back, pray. I can be off in there praying. I don't care. I don't care. And if you ask me to come to the front, I'll come to the front and share what God's given. Because the only reason you'd be afraid to come to the front, listen, is because our identities are a little messed up because we've been damaged. But when the fullness of being a son or a daughter of the King comes, you don't care where, you're just here to serve. As I always tell people, if you are afraid to sit in the front, you need to come up to the front. Yeah. And if you think you need to be seen in the front because somebody might notice you, you need to go as far back as you can. You hear what I'm saying? You do the opposite. Listen, this is for somebody. Listen to me. Always do the opposite of what the devil wants you to do. Just do the opposite. You do that, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Excellent shape. Romans 13:10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. 2 Corinthians 8:24. Wherefore, show you unto them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works love. So he's telling these people, doesn't matter if you're a Jew and were raised up a Jew and have Jesus, and it doesn't matter if you're a Gentile that now has Jesus. What matters is that love is working your faith. Faith works by love, by the way. So you say you have faith, but if you don't have love, you don't really have faith. Love is first. Galatians 5:13. For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. You got liberty to eat meat or not eat meat. So does the other guy. I can't condemn you because you don't eat meat, and I do. You don't want to eat my ribeye, I'll eat it. And I'll find you something else and I'll go get it and cook it for you. Ephesians 1:4. According to Him, He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. 1:5. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto the saints. 3:17, Ephesians. The Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 4:2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, that's that patient, forbearing one another in love. You know how many fights start over something that doesn't matter at all? If you're married, you know this. If you're not married, you need to know this. Don't fall for it. So many things. There are people getting fights and they have rip-roaring, rip-snorting fights like two bulls butting heads. And then when they're through, they make up. They go, what were we even fighting about? Most things are inconsequential. Ephesians 5:2, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given Himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Ephesians 5:25. Philippians 1:9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Colossians 2:2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of full assurance and understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Colossians 3:19, again, we're told again, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. If you're a husband in here and you've been bitter, repent. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. I could go on and on and on and on. But the message is love. 49 verses in the New Testament about loving God. Loving the brethren. Over 20. Serve each other. You know, wouldn't it be good if we just had a blessing competition? You're not going to out-bless me. I'm going to bless you. Come on.
Yeah, we're competitive anyway.
You can take anything to an extreme, that's for sure. But why not? Why not just be kind one to another? You know, I told you I'd go in there to sing to my wife. Every time she'd just come in and bring me a glass of tea, it was a peace offering. Peace offering. You know. Since we began to walk this out well, we had one little event that I ended up traveling on and left. We kissed each other bye, everything else. We both repented to God, but we didn't look each other in the eye and say we're sorry. And I got all the way into Texas, missed my turn, turned around 20 minutes later, hit a deer. And immediately I knew it was the breach that opened that door. We're to confess our sins to each other, and that's somebody you can trust. Forgive each other. Think of one another. Do not judge each other. Accept each other. Do not stand in each other's way. Don't be a stumbling block to somebody. Regard each other more important than ourselves. One of the greatest hindrances to walking in love, and the main messages, or one of the main messages that come through loud and clear for studying our Bible, is the extreme importance that God the Father is placing on everyone to learn how to love Him, to love ourselves, to love one another, to even go so far as to be able to love our enemies. I will tell you that the true measure of your Christianity is never how you're doing when we're kumbaya. Okay? When everybody's in agreement. When we're all good. When we're praising God. When everybody's in agreement. That's not your test. Your test is what happens when somebody opposes you. We've got to work closely with the Holy Spirit to get this fruit worked into the core of our personalities. We go through the sanctification process with the Lord. This quality should be the number one quality. Everything else will fall in line. Listen to me. For Christ to be formed in us, His type of unconditional love has to be received and pursued and given. The Holy Spirit will, with your permission, get this quality imparted into your mind, into your will, into your emotions, down deep in your soul, if you give Him permission. You could be one of the greatest of God's men of God, women of God. You could do great works, but if you're not walking in love with the Spirit of love, and listen, humility. It's humility. It will all be for naught. Now, you might benefit somebody else, but you're in trouble. Now listen, this is the deliverance camp, right?
Yes.
Huh? We've been getting a lot of news, haven't we?
Yes,
the Lord's done a lot of great works, haven't He?
Yes.
Now listen to me. You can go through repeated deliverance over and over and over and not walk in love. And your soul and body will be a revolving door for demons. In, out, in, out, in, out. If you don't choose. And ultimately, love's first thing love will ever do is forgive. Love, forget. If we refuse to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and His love will receive and produce fruit from the enemy manifesting in the works of the flesh. So let's pray together. We're going to confess, we're going to repent, we're going to renounce, we're going to cast out demons, and we're going to believe God for healing. Amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
I thank You for saving me.
Thank You,
Lord, that I'm saved because I've repented and I've received Jesus as my Savior. And by His blood I'm cleansed. And by His stripes I'm healed. I confess to You, Father, in Jesus' name, that I and my ancestors have failed to love You, failed to love ourselves and our neighbors as You have commanded. I confess impatience, unkindness, envy, bragging, boasting, pride, haughtiness, rudeness, being angry, and provoked. As sin,
I confess
that I have judged
and
thought evil of others.
I confess
rejoicing in sin
and not the truth.
I confess
I have not
bared or borne
all things
as love commands.
I confess
that I have
failed
to believe in Your goodness,
to
help me overcome,
as well as
giving up on other people
as
hopeless.
I confess
that I have not
endured trials
in Your
love,
but have complained
and
hurt others
and
been a stumbling block
instead
of praising You
as
my Yahweh
Elohim.
And walking
in Jesus' love
as an
answer.
I confess
that
I've torn down the brethren,
failed
to look out for their
interests,
failed
to bear
burdens,
and
failed to give
honor and respect.
I confess
that
I've failed
to serve
and
admonish
the
saints
as
Your word instructs.
I confess
that
I walked in unforgiveness
and
failed
through
pride
to confess
my faults
and
be healed.
I confess
that
I've been thoughtless
and
often
improperly
judged other
saints
and
the lost.
I confess
that
I've rejected
others.
I confess
that
I failed
to regard
others
as
more important than
myself
and
have returned
evil for
evil.
I confess
that
I have not prayed
for my enemies.
And
I want to say this.
The Word says
esteem others
higher than yourself.
Well, what
that means, that doesn't mean
that they're more valuable
than you, but
it means that you're
willing to
look out for their
best interest,
even
sacrificially
at times.
Okay?
Because
God loves them,
and you
love God.
All right?
It doesn't
mean that you're
anybody's
doormat or
whipping post or
any of that
stuff.
Okay?
But it
means that
you're willing because you want to see them win. You want to see Jesus change their lives, so you're willing to, listen, give them the bigger piece of the Butterfinger. Okay? You know, you can kind of tell, you know, you got a big steak, can you cut that and give them the small half? Can you give them the big half? Okay. Selfishness is the problem. And from the very beginning, it's all about self. We got a little baby crying back there. Sometimes those little babies, and that's, I'm not alluding to that, but listen, it's a baby. You don't have to teach a baby to say, they already know, mine. Mine. Right? We're born greedy. Huh? Even those little bitty, innocent children, that they, the one of them will take a rattle straight from another one just like that. They're mine. Say, Lord, I repent. For selfishness. I've confessed that I've not prayed for my enemies. I now repent for all of these sins, personally, generationally, that would hinder me from walking in the fullness of your love. I forgive everyone that I've charged, and I repent in Jesus' name, through Jesus' blood. I receive my cleansing and healing according to your holy word. I renounce all unloving works as defined in my confession, as well as any unmentioned. I break every curse, both generational, self-generated, and imposed on me by others that would hinder the walk of love that I'm called to in Jesus' name. I now bind the strong man assigned to me, my family, in Jesus' name. I bind the gatekeepers, internal strong men, rulers, chief rulers, princes, chief princes. I command the nobles to attach to the princes in Jesus' name. And I bind them. I bind the shields, hidden works of darkness. I bind and gag and blindfold all demonic scanners, spies, sentries, messengers in Jesus' name. I bind all demonic horsemen, birds, witchcraft spirits, sin against me in Jesus' name. I break up all demonic confederacies, sin against my life in Jesus' name. I break every assignment sin against my life by Baal, Jezebel, Leviathan, Python, Queen of Heaven, Queen of the Coast, any other fallen angel. I ask you, Father, and thank you for holy angels sent by you into the heavenlies and on the ground to do battle on my behalf in Jesus' name. I command iron fetters broke, brass doors knocked down, chains broken. I command the demons assigned to the curses broke to leave in Jesus' name. I command any squatters to leave in Jesus' name. I command the evil demonic water to be dried up in Jesus' name. I declare that rivers of living water flow and wash out rivers of death and marine spirits. They have to go in Jesus' name. I declare as these demons are called out, they have to go according to the scripture. Mark 10:17. Mark 16:17. It gives me authority over the power of the enemy to trample on serpents, scorpions, and to cast out demons. I submit to Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that the devil and the demons have to flee. I humble myself before God, and my Father gives grace. I am going to eat the children's bread. I submit to Jesus' authority through His body, the church, and agree that all these entities have to go in Jesus' name. I agree with Psalm 107:20. He sent His word, and He healed me, and He delivered me from all of my destructions. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my disease, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. I thank you, Father, for healing my mind. Put your hand on your head. Put your hands on your head. I thank you, Father, for healing my mind, my will, my emotions from any damage done by demons. I thank you, Father, for taking away any unholy and unhealthy cellular memory. I thank you, Lord, for repairing sound systems, light systems, numbers, letters, chemicals, frequencies in my DNA. I believe it's your will to heal me, and I receive healing in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on out of them now in the name of Jesus. Even as they receive that healing, let the breath of life come in and death go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, even the addictions, even the bondages, even the fear of man. In the name of Jesus, afraid to love, afraid to be loved. In the name of Jesus, love blockers. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every obstacle to love, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for every one of the ministries, everyone that's been presented, and all that's been done in the morning. And I command these squatters to come out now. In the name of Jesus, anybody left that should have been gone, start coming out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name, unloved. In the name of Jesus, unlovable, I break your power. Unwanted, unworthy, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Fear of being loved, fear of loving. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Territorial defenders, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Afraid to serve. In the name of Jesus, selfishness, get out. Get out, get out, selfish. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. It's all about me. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that would steal God's glory, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every triggering spirits now go. Nobles go. In the name of Jesus, every noble. Oh, you who are bound, the nobles to the princes, to the rulers, now come up and come out. In the name of Jesus, chief ruler, prince ruler, get out. In the name of Jesus, doorkeepers, gatekeepers, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. These are God's children. You can't stay. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come on, go, go, go. That from the evil eye, I break your power. I thank you, Lord, for the love of God coming through the eyes of your people. But I break the power of the evil eye. Every evil eye that's been sent against them, every evil eye they've sent out, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I break the power of all institutional control. I break your power. I break the power of all indoctrination. And I command the spirits from these to go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all religious spirits that block the love of God, all unholy judgment now, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That judges others, that judges themselves in an unholy manner. Let them go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you religious spirit, we do it this way here. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Critical, judgmental, in the name of Jesus. Nitpicker, go, 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 go. Get out, nitpicker, in the name of Jesus. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Cruel messengers, I bind you, I break your power. Every cruel messenger, come out of God's people. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Tormentors, get out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All you passive spirits, just roll over and let the devil do it. And I bind you, I break your power. Passivity, come out now. In the name of Jesus, love is fierce. God's love is fierce. In the name of Jesus, God's love is fierce. God's love went on the cross for us. And I thank you, Lord, that character be formed. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let God arise. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Now raise your hands to heaven. Please. Thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And say, Lord, I need your love. I can't do anything without you. I want to be obedient. I can't do that without you. I want to love you with all my heart, mind, and strength. So I receive your love so I can give it back to you and give it to my neighbor. I receive the value you placed in me. I receive your goodness. I want you, Lord. Form your character in me. Now take a deep breath. Love of God, pour in. I thank you, Lord, for your love. I ask you to pour it in, Lord. Pour your love in. Pour your love in. Pour your love. The revelation of your love, the revelation of your mercy, the revelation of your goodness, the revelation of your justice, everything about you, Lord, let it be brought forth. Let the joy of the Lord pour in. The joy of the Lord be their strength. The joy of the Lord be their strength. Your love works faith too, Lord. Let your love work faith. Let your love work faith that they would believe you in Jesus' name. They would believe you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your love pour in and work faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the blessings of Abraham. We're under your covenant, Lord. Your covenant. Let everything needed be added in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that they give their life to you, offering their body as a living sacrifice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you pour out and pour in. Heal their wounds. Bind their wounds. Heal the broken heart. Say, Lord, I want to be healed. Heal my heart. Broken heart, it has to go. I'm not going to stay stuck anymore. So every spirit that's halted me in yesterday and the day before and years ago, wherever I've been halted, those spirits have to go. Now. In Jesus' name. Take another deep breath. Let it go. Let it go. Your love, Lord. Your love. It's your love that destroys these things. It's your love that destroys the lie. It's your love that tears down the strongholds, Lord. It is your love that never fails. It's your love that conquers all. It's your love that covers the multitude of sin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, you're worthy. Now give him some glory. Give him some glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing me here safely.
Thank you.
For getting me and my brothers and my sisters home safely. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us and guarding us. That your angels lift us up in their hands lest we would dash a foot against a stone. And keep us in all of our ways. Lord, thank you. We bless the people here and we receive their blessings. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I bless you to go forth in His grace in Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.